I want to make sure we get through all of this and then also honor our commitment to be done at 10:40. Let's open up to John, flip the page to John chapter 5. These are some heavy things to think about. These aren't just simple Bible passages. Oh, I read this before. These are, you should feel startled with some of the things that are going to be said, spoken here. I feel startled by it. Can I have someone reading, someone online read this? Carol Gubrod, you got a great reading voice. Can you?
Okay, here we go. How many verses?
I believe it's to verse 9, okay. 1 through 9.
Okay, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, in Hebrew called Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been lying there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is troubled, and while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your pallet and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his pallet and walked.
Awesome. Thank you, Carol. Great job. By the way, Bethesda, you know that there's a Lutheran group called the Bethesda Charities. Hopefully you know what that's, that helps children, people with disabilities. It's a big, this is where that comes from, Bethesda. That's a big organization up in Portland. It's Lutheran run, Bethesda. So the man beside the pool of Bethesda had been sick for 38 years. That's a long time. What is the longest period of time you have felt stuck? And what were the causes of this man being stuck?
Last year.
Okay. Thanks for honesty, Craig. Craig says last year he's felt stuck.
The last year.
Rick Durling says the whole last year.
This man was stuck because he was lame.
Okay.
Couldn't walk.
Okay, this man had a physical problem. He was lame for 38 years. He sat there by the pool.
And he not only was he able, but he also was unable to get into the healing water.
Yeah.
Until Jesus showed him that he was the true living water.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So, yeah, he was unable to get, Rick Durling says, unable to get down to the water and was unable to do it until he realized that Jesus was the true living water and got the healing from Jesus. Great. Okay, good. Okay. So that's pretty straightforward. Now for the startling question of Jesus. Don't you love, Jesus kind of, yeah, what's he doing here? He's needling a little bit. Listen to what Jesus says. How do you feel about this question of Jesus? Do you want to get well? What is Jesus doing? What do you think Jesus was getting the man to realize by asking the question? What's behind that question? Do you want to get well? Bob?
Is he caught in his sickness? Is he trapped? Is he stuck in his sickness?
Okay. Yeah. Are you thinking kind of like how the Bible study started, Bob, that sometimes we like being stuck, that's kind of a more comfortable place to be? Is that harsh to say?
The cure could be worse than the stuckness.
Okay. Rick says the cure may be worse than the stuckness. Because what could be the cure? Maybe behind the story is if he's cured, that means that maybe he might have to go back to his family that's dysfunctional and or difficult. We don't know, you know. But or he's got to go back to work, and he doesn't want to work. These are, we don't know. But it is intriguing that Jesus poses this question: are you wanting to get well? Is anyone willing to share a time in which maybe in the family that someone didn't want to get unstuck? And how did you help them out through that time?
I think of people that are afflicted, especially during the pandemic is going to focus on people that have addiction.
Okay.
Leading addiction is scarier than the addiction itself.
Okay.
I think there are other things as well. Even people with these type of injuries or disabilities, they get a lot of, I would call it, sympathy, mm-hmm. assistance.
Yep.
Enabling them to do better in their disability. Being self-reliant and having that reason fixed sometimes is scarier, you know, than living with what you already have.
Yeah. Rick, sharing that people may be caught in addiction, it's just more comfortable to stay in that addiction than to be caught or to have to change life patterns and routines. Would it shock you if I told you that 10 minutes before this Bible study, I got a phone call from someone who asked me to come over right after church because they're caught in an addiction? It happened just 10 minutes before this. So what we need to see is this Bible is active and living and speaks to our everyday life, and these are real issues that people are facing. So we want to pray for everyone and also ourselves, because we can be stuck as well in our own place. Let's get to question number three here, statement here. Jesus' message was radical for the Jews of his time. He was claiming to be the Messiah sent from God. He was claiming God was his father. This would have been a big deal to adherents of Judaism who took God's name seriously and revered him greatly. The Jews were experiencing what we all experience at times, the threat of change. Dun, dun, dun. Change. Even if it's good change, it's natural for us to want to protect ourselves when our lives are shaken up. Do you feel resistant to change in your life right now, particularly a change that could make you unstuck from a certain situation? How do we do with change? Do we like change?
No.
Everyone online, so I'm getting a lot of nods. People here in the sanctuary, they absolutely do not like change. So this is... they want to throw this question out. They think this is not a good question. Jenny?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's what change is going to happen, and that's not real controlling, and it is.
Yeah.
But I have to know what the change is going to be kind of into the future. Then,
Jenny says she'll accept change as long as she knows what the change is going to be ahead of time.
I like change.
Yeah. John Filbert really likes change. So, John, you and I—we got to hang out more, because I like shaking it up. Anybody else? Yeah. The guy with the tie-dye shirt says he likes change too. Yeah.
I'm envious of these people.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And all right, just a final takeaway, and I got to let Oscar get ready here. He's getting nervous in the back. We don't like that. Think about the power of making small changes. Like this is like what Todd was saying earlier. What small change could you make in an area of your life that could help you feel that can make you feel unstuck, that could help you help an area that you're stuck in, and then you could become unstuck. Let's just share a quick word of prayer and we'll transition to worship. Dear Lord, we thank you for the change you bring, not human change, but through your son, Jesus. He brings healing. He brings abundant life. And we pray that we would be open to that kind of change, the change of being loved by him and following him and being a part of his plan, not our own. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everybody.